You're listening to the Sunday Buzz on 103.7 The Buzz.
It brings us together.
And now, here's Bill Vickery.
Crisp Sunday morning.
Beautiful.
Going to get up to 52 today. 41 as we speak. Little Hayes Carl there. Talked to him this week. He got a phone call. Hey, man, what's this election going to happen? Hey, Cole Hayes has been on the road a little too long. Oh, a disturbing piece of live fan feedback over there.
Yeah.
It's real serial killer stuff. That guy's got some issues, man. He needs a little couch time. It's a lot of anger. It's a dark place.
Especially for a Sunday morning.
Tubby, I know that Hayes is going to be at the Rumba Room in December.
Okay.
Hey, hashtag, you're looking good over there, buddy. Looking handsome. You're headed out of town for a couple of days, I hear?
Yeah, I mean.
A little party?
Trip,
yeah. A little gambling? Good for you. Have fun.
Thanks, man.
Gary Heathcott joins us. He is in charge. He is affiliated. He is the genius behind the anti-dopehead campaign or anti-dope smoker campaign. And again, we would welcome anyone that wants to come on the program. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call, and if we can fit you in, we will. That's been our policy for forever. It's just that I don't think that the pro-dope stuff, those people aren't up at 9 in the morning. But Gary is. Gary, welcome to the program, buddy.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Hey, Montel Williams is in town yelling and screaming about your TV commercial. I was in a position where all I could see Montel, there was no audio, but he was very animated on the steps of the Capitol. What was that all about?
Well, he was a little bit upset. I mean, the guy comes to Arkansas. He never came here to help the poor children of the Delta or
right.
anything like that.
Right. He
shows up for the dope smokers,
right.
you know.
Yep.
And I'm not the genius behind this at all. Let me just say that that we're just doing some consulting work for one of the groups that is against this proposal. We did do some TV and some radio ads against it. But yeah, you're right. Montel was really upset about the TV ad. He called it the most, and I don't know if I can pronounce this word correctly, but the most egregiously racist ad that he had ever seen in his life. And I got to tell you, I clipped that out. It's on my resume.
He was,
if I could ever do anything that completely changed the world, wow.
Yeah.
He was upset.
Montel was hot. He had obviously been off of his medical marijuana because he was really, really, but seriously, let's talk about this because I think you guys have done a brilliant job from a campaign standpoint. That's all that I'm speaking about now is, from a campaign standpoint, rolling out endorsements, doing them in a domino style that allows you to capture the front page of the newspaper for many days in a row, which then drives the message home. But what about the message? Is this a you guys would certainly seem to have the momentum on your side as we head toward Election Day, that legitimate polling showing that Arkansans are beginning to wake up and say, nah, we don't want medical marijuana.
Well, Bill, I don't think anybody really expected this thing to even make it to the ballot,
right.
any of the sides. That's why nobody really organized. That's why the law enforcement officials, the medical community, no one really came out against this because they just didn't figure it would fly. Although, once tested by the Supreme Court, I think it was 7-0. They said the law was written properly and legally anyway. And, the other side did a marvelous job up to this point and even attempting to get back on message today with a guest column in one of the newspapers about the fact that this is, it's about the sick people and the dying people
right.
and the people with a lot of pain. And granted, who can argue with that side of an issue, if indeed that's all the issue was about? However, this law was written considerably more liberally than any of the laws in other states, including California and Colorado and Washington State. You probably looked at it. I doubt if you read the whole thing. It is rather lengthy. But, you know, one of the big issues in California was that there were more marijuana stands than there were Starbucks coffee houses.
Right.
And, you know, to that end, it really trashed up a lot of areas and had a lot of people concerned. The Arkansas law says only 30 dispensaries, or at least initially only 30 dispensaries would be allowed. You say, okay, good. We won't have them in every old broke-down C-store that has gone out of business or donut shop. However, with only 30 dispensaries, the law says if you live outside of 5 miles or further from a dispensary, you just grow your own. Think about that.
Well, there we go. That's my point. That's when I buy my terry cloth bathrobe and only answer to the name Dude at that point.
Man from Amsterdam.
Right. Thank you, Vince Vega. I guess that's sort of unprecedented if we're talking about, indeed, using medical marijuana for genuine medical purposes. I don't grow my own Percocet. I don't grow my own Valium or Ambien or anything like that. That seems... that certainly seems to be the telling factor, I guess.
We were producing a radio commercial on Thursday, and the lovely and talented Tracy Douglas was the voice of the radio ad, and she was asking a few questions about this. And she goes, well, you know, there's a lot of side effects to the drugs that doctors prescribe for pain. And I said, that's right. Most of those, I think, are pretty much published by the FDA. They make them publish that. In the case of medical marijuana, the research is really not there other than perhaps it's addictive. And, you know, what are the side effects? I don't have a clue. But guess what? There's no label on this little baggie of dope that you're going to get from the dispensary.
Well, let's be honest, Gary. I was going to do that research, but I just laid down and took a nap and ate some Doritos instead of writing down my findings. So
I have a bombshell that I am going to break right now on your show, first time ever live. I'm serious.
Donald Trump style, it sounds like, yes.
Not quite. There are medical marijuana vending machines that will be available.
Oh, yeah.
I am not kidding you. The website is the Dispensing Solution. There will be dope machines. It'll be a cross of somewhere between a ATM and a snack vending. Anybody want to go, you know, look it up? So there you are, right between the Mountain Dew machine and the potato chip machine.
Of course.
You know, you're going to have a dope machine, which really is going to kind of, for those into that, that might, you know, be a one-stop shopping experience.
I was going to say, there's a business synergy to that, Gary, that would make a lot of sense. And then secondly, I now know why we've cleaned out an entire room up here on the second floor of the Buzz offices for vending machines. But we're joking around about this, but what you're saying is a legitimate issue. It's a very clear issue for the state, and I think it's something that what you guys are doing from the campaign against it is to call to light these specifics of the legislation.
Exactly. The key is we sit down and talk about this about 3 weeks ago. The key is to show the full picture, because what so far has been displayed it has been one-sided. But they really intended on not spending any money advertising this, and now they have committed to somewhere in the neighborhood of $750,000 minimum coming from this group in Washington, D.C., to pass this. And a lot of folks don't realize it, but they're testing this in the South for the first time.
Right, exactly. This is a sort of, as had been the case, and I said this on Roby Brock's Talk Business show last week, they take two or three runs at this. And do you get the sense this is a test case for how they believe these things could play in the South? And this money's basically coming in to kind of keep it propped up and not have it be just a landslide from you. I'm not trying to put any pressure on you, but a landslide from your side.
Well, I don't see it being a landslide from either side, just like a lot of the other things that you're talking about earlier. You know, our country, as well as our state, have mixed emotions about a lot of issues these days. Yeah, it'd be great for the side that I represent for this to be
right.
Quashed down dramatically in great fashion. The odds are that's not going to happen because our side has virtually no money. They've raised some money from some contributors that don't want to see this get out. Quite frankly, most of the people that have given money to the opposition to this are people that have a little wherewithal, that have had family issues. They've had children lost to drugs, and I'm not talking about necessarily lost in the woods or deceased, but I'm saying just completely broken families over drug abuse and alcohol abuse in the same vein, which brings me around to another really interesting point. If this was strictly about the health issue or the pain relief issue, they would have written the law differently.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 17 states plus the District of Columbia that have medical marijuana laws, the average person that consumes medical marijuana is a white male of 32 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
That's the patient.
Right.
And remember, there's no prescriptions here.
Right.
It's a note saying that you have the symptoms of a disease or an illness or an affliction that could indeed be eased by the consumption of medical marijuana. You know what I think about when I hear the symptoms, the word the symptoms?
Yes, go. Sorry, I'm just over here thinking myself. I'm stressed out.
The Richard Pryor mudbone bit.
Oh, yes.
With the guy with the big feet. And mm-hmm. Ms. Rudolph says, mm-hmm. What are the symptoms? He's looking at the symptoms. So pretty okay. much anything could be a symptom.
You got me worried there for a second. If you were going to go all mudbone on me,
No.
I didn't know if we could stop recording. Stop recording now. But you are. Look.
Mr. Johnson wouldn't appreciate
yes,
that, I'm sure.
Yes. Okay. Well, Gary, I appreciate you being on the program. I think this is one of those things website folks can go to. I know that Jerry Cox has done a tremendous job. And I think, look, just from a pure political standpoint, you guys have owned the news coverage on this. I think it's I'm impressed tactically by a campaign standpoint because it is an issue. Look, I never would have dreamed, and I've said on this program many times, if you look at all the ballot initiatives that were out there to start the year, including the gambling initiatives and others, the one that makes it on the ballot, the one that the citizens of Arkansas that gathered the signatures, medical marijuana. So I give them credit for that. I just
pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive. Very impressive grassroots organization. but again, I think the poll numbers for you guys may be a little high. Oh, just the puns keep rolling. But is there a website folks can go to? Or
I think that's familycouncil.org or familycouncil.org.
Yeah, just Google
I
that, yeah, for
there's,
sure.
There's votenodope.com, I think, is out there.
Well,
also.
As my dad used to say, son, why do you think they call it dope? when he would look at me as a teenager. So, Gary, I appreciate you being on the program, buddy. Let's get
Always
together
a pleasure,
and have
Bill.
A cup of coffee soon, okay?
You bet.
Okay, my friend Gary Heathcott. Over there, I didn't realize, but he's right. I was reading it as he was talking. I'm looking at the legislation. It allows for dope vending machines. And he's right, too. In between the Mountain Dew and the Doritos machine, get a little bit of the Bubba Kush right there. We're tongue-in-cheek about it, but he is right. It's a major issue. And to be bluntly honest, from a political perspective, it's...
You didn't even catch that.
see, that was an accidental yeah. pun.
That's how good you are.
Thank you, hashtag, for catching it over there for me, buddy. Well, I don't think this issue is going to go away. When the call board's lit
yeah,
up, so. People want to know where they can go to those vending machines. That's
Does it take credit cards?
Oh, right, exactly. Debit. What do you mean over the limit? That's what's funny. I'm telling you, the terry cloth bathrobe concession in Arkansas will go through the roof if this passes. It's a league game, man. The dude abides. Got to hit a break. We get back. Tom Cotton, have a transition from medical marijuana
right.
into Captain Cotton and his run for Congress in the 4th District. But he's been on the program before. He's a Sunday Buzz favorite. Although now, this is what I'm hearing. This is what I get from other people. It's the Tim Griffin Show with sidekick Bill Vickery. That's
over.
How it's being referred to in the public now. Congressman Griffin's radio program with sidekick Bill. Don't touch that dial. I'm Bill Vickery, back with more after this.
Honey, your picture is in the dictionary.
Really?
Under the word ironic.
Ironic.
Yeah, as in, isn't it ironic that you, an unemployed IT specialist...
That's me.
Isn't it ironic that you are using neither information nor technology to look for a job?
What are you saying?
LittleRockHelpWanted.com.
They have jobs online for me?
They have more IT job listings than they have applicants.
Should I go there?
Well, yeah, unless you want your picture under another I word.
Which would be?
Ignoramus.
Right.
LittleRockHelpWanted.com for IT. Long name, amazing results.
It's a golfer's dream package, the Natural State Golf Trail Passport. 9 great courses, only $125. That's 2 rounds of golf and